What's Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also go to our Facebook or our Twitter page. You can get there by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com, and that'll take you everywhere you need to be. Around the region, shaping up to be another nice day. We'll get to your temperatures a little bit later on this hour. Open phones for the rest of this half hour. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with North Dakota State Representative Dwight Kiefert from Valley City. He's going to be joining us following the court hearing of his constituent Nathan Preston, who was arrested following defending himself against some dogs that were running loose in the neighborhood. And he was arrested, confiscated his guns. We're going to talk about that a little bit further. Open phones, what is on your mind today, Scott? What's on your mind right now?
Well, you know, obviously we talked a little bit about Syria, and I am seeing these responses on our Facebook page and hearing from the listeners we chatted with a little bit about this. The vast majority of people just, you know, kind of want us to hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, and stay out. I wish, you know, in a perfect world, maybe that'd be possible. I'm not sure it is, but curious. I really expected this response. People just are maxed out. They see us having a plate full here at the United States, and the idea of intervening anywhere else, not so much. So rather than Syria, maybe this is a better question for our audience today. Do you pay your kids to do schoolwork? Did you get money for schoolwork? We're back to school now, and obviously we as parents want our kids to do well and want to employ any kind of little technique we can. I can't imagine paying for homework. That one seems kind of silly. Actually, we've never paid for good grades either. You know, we recognize really? Them. We maybe go out and have a little celebratory dinner and everything else. But
you don't believe in the tooth fairy, then either, do you?
Well, of course, because I guess, you know, in our house we have a the kids are blessed with a really smart mom, so they're straight A's across the board. I mean,
well, they had
really,
to get it somewhere.
You know, A B is like, what? What's going on? What's the problem here? So, but that's all Maria. It's not me. But
see, I got a dollar an A, 50 cents a B, and anything worse than that, I had to owe money.
Well, I think that makes sense, actually, to do a reward system for good grades. The idea of paying
cards
for homework?
No.
Paying for homework?
That's your responsibility. That's your job as a student. That's your responsibility. You know, we're raising an entire generation of, hey, you have no responsibility. What does that mean?
The Reuters story out suggesting more and more parents are rewarding kids for doing their schoolwork. That seemed a little odd. As the kids head back to school, are you going to pay for your children to do homework or to get good grades? I've been kind of curious. Paying for homework was one that brushed me back. That was one I thought was really odd. I mean, that's like saying, well, okay, you're out of bed. Okay, here's a buck. Way to go, you got out of bed this morning. I mean, did your parents pay you for homework? Do you pay your kids for homework, or do you have a reward system? And do you employ that as we head back to school? That's what's on my mind. I want to know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can answer on Facebook or email us your answer, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What's on your mind, Steve?
You know, I tried to bury it, and I really did. And Miley Cyrus, of all people, happens to be on my mind today. I don't know if you caught
the G-rated program here. It's a family program we have going here.
I know, but I don't know if you caught the Video Music Awards, and I did not. I don't watch those anymore. I did previously, but I just don't watch those anymore. And this is a show that was touted to be okay for 14-year-olds, and and then I saw some of the video that started popping up on social media and what took place at the Video Awards. When you out Lady Gaga, Lady Gaga, I think there might be a problem. Now, the worst part is it got incredible ratings, over a 14 in the ratings, but it was pretty much X-rated for a lot of it. I think that's a little indicative on our culture. We've gone into such a shock mentality. We need to be shocked. We've got into that reality TV thing rather than good programming. It's about the shock value, and I think that's what they did on this show. And I don't know if anybody out there saw the performance or saw video clips of the performance, but it was borderline obscene. Great fodder for a lot of a lot of humor as far as jokes being made around the realm of late night television, around social media. But is that something you wanted your kids to see? If you got a 12-year-old, it's like, oh, Video Music Awards, MTV. Yeah, that's the music they listen to. It'll be okay. And then out your kids got to watch that?
Do you let your kids watch this stuff? And by the way, my big question, Billy Ray Cyrus, are you like Miley? Let's have a talk. Let's hope so. It was
now the argument is she's an adult. She is an adult, but would you want your 12-year-old watching that? And something you would think, and that was pre-rated to be okay for kids to watch, and I don't think that was okay for kids to watch.
All right, you find out what's on our mind. Let's find out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Mike in Fairview. First up this hour. Hey, Mike, how are you? What's on your mind?
Talking about paying kids for grades. You know, I'm one of those parents that never thought that I would do that. But money motivates. And I had a teenage son that didn't really care about school and was getting D's and F's, and we were trying to convince him that, you know, the importance of getting good grades and graduating. And once we threw a money factor in there and we made it, made the incentive rich enough, it was amazing. His grades went from B's and S to A's and B's. So he proved that he had the smarts, he had the intelligence, he just didn't really care. Until you dangled that carrot. And I hate to say that we did it, but it helped him. He got a better GPA, and because of that GPA, he got a scholarship.
Mike, now you're talking grades, though, not doing homework. You didn't pay him for homework. And the other question is, how big of a carrot did you have to dangle?
We increased the carrots. we were paying $100 for an A and for each A, and he had eight classes, and we were paying $50 for B's. And so, you know, just the difference, you know, $50 for a difference of an A and a B, it really motivated him. And you know, it's a ripple effect, because to get that grade, then he was doing his homework, which previously he never even brought a book home from school. And once, you know, we were dangling those carrots, the books started coming home. He was spending time reading, studying, typing up papers because he wanted to get those grades.
Do you have other kids? Mike, you have other kids? Did he have older brothers? Did he have older brothers and sisters?
He did, and amazingly, his sisters didn't. I don't know what it is about the girls. The girls were like straight A's, didn't even need to push them or encourage them. And his younger brother, which is kind of funny, it's not grades, but sports, he was a little 8-year-old playing soccer. I don't know if you've ever seen 8-year-olds play soccer. It's like pig pen running around the field. It's just a herd of kids following the ball. And I just, as a joke, I said, I'll give you $1 if you score a goal. Well, he was able to get the ball away from the herd, run down, scored a goal, came up and said, where's my $1?
You know your kids well. I like it, Mike.
Thanks for the phone call, Mike. Let's go to Joe in Devil's Lake. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, this is Gerald, actually, in Powers Lake.
Oh, Gerald.
Yeah. This Miley Cyrus thing, I wanted to say that two things about it. First of all, she's irrelevant, I mean, as a star. She's not much of a star anymore, and she's trying to become relevant. So she's trying all this outrageous behavior to get media attention, because that's what she thinks will make her relevant again. I mean, she was famous back in the Disney days when, you know, it was Hannah Montana, and she's not very famous now. So she's trying to become famous. And as far as her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, he did an interview after the MTV Awards, and he said that he was proud of her and that he gave thanks to God, which is most repulsive to me out of everything he said, is that he wanted to thank God for all their success and the money that they've been able to make and so forth. And I thought that he was there. He watched the performance. So I just think that it's outrageous. That, I mean, it's just, I hate to say it's indicative of the Hollywood culture out there, but that's where it's at. And it's terrible. It's a sign of the times. And there's really, you know, I'm from Seattle, actually. I'm from the West, and I'm I don't really care to be away from my family out here in the Bakken, but I can tell you this much. It's a lot more conservative out here, and I really appreciate the fact that you guys don't mind saying God and Jesus and stuff like that on the radio. Out there, you'd be run off the air. So that's all I want to say about that, brother.
Well, Gerald, thanks for calling, and I guess you're right. We sort of took the bait here, right, because she's trying to get herself to be talked about as a celebrity again, and she managed that, although with some very bizarre behavior. But appreciate the call. It's Gerald in Powers Lake calling. Take a break. Back with more of your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Carol weighs in by email on our conservation question from our North Dakota Farm Bureau, North Dakota Chamber guests. Talk about that and anything else on your mind, straight ahead. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Collagen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon. Your comments? We want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, 74 in Bismarck, Mandan this hour. Williston at 74. Dickinson, 75. Minot, 75. Jamestown, 78. Devil's Lake, 76. Grand Forks, 76. 78 in Fargo. In Miles City, it's 73. Mobridge, 81. Lemon, 73 this hour. And in Aberdeen, it is 77.
The big questions today, Syria. What do we do, if anything, about their use of chemical weapons? Do we intervene militarily, and do we do it with some oomph or just a little pinprick missile strike? What would you do if it was up to you? Also, a question on the table about paying for homework. Should you pay your kids to do schoolwork? Do you pay your kids? We had one fellow call and say, hey, son went from D's and F's to A's and B's by paying as a reward for good grades.
Which that was a big carrot. That was a huge carrot.
Yeah, I think he described perfectly just finding, you know, what motivates each child and, you know, sort of a risk-reward deal. But, you know, what most outraged me about this story was this idea that people were paying for homework. It's like, oh, you took a breath. Okay, well, you know. But
I got a friend of mine sent me a text, Angie. She's like, for good grades, I got fed, I got clothes, etc. I think she's right.
Yeah, I mean,
it's your job as a student. That's your job. It's your only responsibility for the most part during the school year, unless you're in sports, unless you're working out on the farm or a ranch or your family obligations. That's your job. Your job is to go to school and get good grades.
So anyway, we're headed back to school. It's a good topic just to find out how you do it with your kids. Let us know how your folks did it with you. 800-228-0550. Did you need that little reward, that little nudge? Did it cause you then to buckle down and get it done? Let us know at 701-258-0550. Carol sends a note about our conversation on the Conservation Amendment. I'd say if you really looked into who or what's behind all these land deals proposed by the likes of Ducks Unlimited and the Sierra Club, you would find the UN Agenda 21 program to turn most of our country into wildlands. So Carol is seeing a few
Buffalo
growths there.
Commons.
Yeah, there you go. Miley Cyrus has been one of the topics we've talked a little bit about today, and asked the questions whether or not you let your kids watch this stuff, what it says about our culture, Parents Television Council, Concerned Women for America, all up in arms about this. Wes says, I don't have kids, but if I did, they would not be able to watch this stuff at home since I would not pay for cable, especially MTV. By the way, MTV went out and said this is perfectly appropriate for kids 14 and above. Ask yourself if you happen to see this, whether you think it was appropriate for kids 14 or above or not. I'm not so sure. Kevin says, what is this? What does most of the programming on network TV say about our culture? Have you seen the following? Very disturbing stuff. Miley was no big deal, just a dying career, trying to get some ink. Shock and awe, baby. By the way, is her career over? Is it kind of done? Was this, was that called a right that she's in need of reviving her career, Steve?
No, I don't think her career is over. But you mentioned that show, The Following. I love that show. It's a great show with Kevin Bacon. But it's an adult show. It's listed as an adult show, and they make no pretense that it's okay for kids 14 and up to watch. That's the difference.
Back to the phones. Jim Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi there, fellas. How you doing this morning?
Good. Yourself?
Better now that you called, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Well, that's great. So I just wanted to touch base a little bit on this use of chemical weapons in Syria. You know, those people over in those Arab countries have been fighting for hundreds of thousands of years. I don't see where we have any real military need to go in there and start another war. I served in Vietnam, and I think this is another one that we're going to slide right into. It'll probably be a lot worse. And the other thing about use of chemical weapons, you know, those of us that served in Vietnam and got sprayed with Agent Orange, our country used chemicals on us, and now many of my Vietnam vet brothers, including myself, are now suffering from serious illnesses from Agent Orange. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks for the phone call, Jim. Let's go to Charles in Montana. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I just had a quick comment about this homework thing. I'm 46 years old, and I remember when I was in school, a classmate of mine got paid for grades, and he just turned him into a big cheater. So just be careful of that, okay? It's always a good thing, but that's all.
Thank you, Charles. That seems to be plays into a little bit of character. You know, you start talking about character and responsibility and what you're teaching the kids, and that goes back to the culture. You know, are we raising kids that don't have responsibility? And I think I agree with you.
So you think Charles' point was if you add the incentive, they're going to go for the incentive but cheat to get there, I guess?
If you raise your kids
right. That's a bigger character.
If you raise your kids right, if you do it right, you're not going to have to worry about that. If you don't do it right, they're going to take shortcuts to get to that end carrot. That's a big carrot, though. $100 for an A? I'd have been all over that.
Jamie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. This deal with Miley Cyrus, I mean, I'm far from Mr. Perfect. When I was younger, I did some pretty vulgar things, too. Of course, I wasn't on national TV, but I'm also of the belief that if you don't want to watch something, don't watch it. But the problem with that is on this is these young girls watch that, and, you know, as ridiculous as I think she was, these young girls and teenagers look up to Miley Cyrus, and then they go out and think that's acceptable behavior, that they can go out and look like some floozy and, you know, in public and sit there and rub around another guy and stick something between your crotch. That's asinine. And, you know, Jamie, I don't watch MTV anyways because they're a bunch of anti-gunners and run by a bunch of liberals. So, you know, keep that in mind. If people out there watch that and you're a conservative, you're just supporting the wrong side.
Jamie, I know you're a parent. You have daughters. I mean, from a parent's perspective, with daughters, what did that performance say to you?
I just thought it was pathetic. I have more respect for Miley Cyrus than that. I would never want my daughters to see that and think that's acceptable behavior. If I see somebody doing that or anybody else, I would know. I was out in public, you know. We'd call her a word that starts with a W and ends with an E. And I want my daughters thinking that's acceptable. That's ridiculous.
You're not alone, Jamie. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others said on this Miley Cyrus thing, it's sick. She will regret that when she grows up. Well, her dad's applauding it, according to the other person. That was about as appalling to me as anything I've heard. Tom says, when they took God out of the public school system, that's when this country went to heck. No respect for human life. Morals went down to heck. And there you have it. Without God in our lives are worthless, says Tom. Rodney says, Jamie Foxx was right when he said she would be pole dancing. They made him apologize for that. The show was an MTV production. They catered to the lowest common denominator in pop culture.
I think everybody owes Jamie.
Don't hold your breath.
I think everybody owes Jamie Foxx an apology at this point.
Rodney agrees. And Travis says this culture resembles much of the culture during the times of Noah and Lot. In truth, it truly does. Wrong is right, right is wrong. A generation or multiple generations that have no foundation in wisdom or truth. Some deep thinkers on the Miley Cyrus issue. All right, when we come back, we're going to see what one Valley City legislator thinks of how law enforcement treated the fella defending himself against pit bulls.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Cadillac. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk with Dwight Kiefert from Valley City, North Dakota State Representative, concerning the gentleman charged with disorderly conduct concerning the dogs that were running loose, and he was defending himself. We'll get the full story on that coming up in just a few minutes. A few more phone calls. We'll slide in here real quick, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Patty, out in the Bakken, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Patty.
There? Yep, go ahead, Patty. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just have a couple of quick things. One regarding the Miley Cyrus display. One day I know that she will realize what she did. She's going to go, ooh, ouch, I wish I wouldn't have done that. And that will live to plague her for a while. But the other thing, the main reason I called was just a comment regarding the man that paid his son $100 for the A's. I've spent some time in the classroom as a teacher, and education is more than what the bucks can buy. And my question to him would be, out of respect, it's his kid, you know, he knew what would work, I suppose, but there's some answering there too, because what's going to happen one day when that young man gets out there in the real world and gets in a jam? Dad's pocketbook isn't always going to work for that and isn't always going to be around. And kids have to learn stuff at early age to dig in and get going and feel good about themselves. And money isn't the way to get there. That would not be my choice. That's just my opinion. Thanks a lot.
Glad you shared it, Patty. Thanks for the call. Brian and Williston, let's get you in here before our next guest. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. Good morning, Steve. I come from a long family of veterans. They can be traced back to the signer of a declaration and who was also a general of the Revolutionary War. And I want to thank you, Lef, for last week for what you did in your show as far as letting this individual who was a neo-Nazi express his point of view. I know there was some conflict there, but as a veteran and a U.S. citizen and my family, even though we may not agree with an individual's point of view, we may not respect it whatsoever, we live in a free country supported by the First Amendment. And I want to thank you personally for providing this forum and being a true patriot in this effort. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for the phone call. That was kind of the take Scott and I had on this was, you know what, we don't agree with it, but burying your head in the sand and pretending it's not there, not having that information out there, makes you less informed. Less informed is very dangerous. So, Brian, thanks for that phone call.
We also last week spent some time talking about the individual that was arrested by Valley City Police, charged with disorderly conduct because he had a run-in with some pit bulls that had entered his yard not once, not twice, but three times. And the third time, he ended up feeling as though he had a dangerous situation, shot at one of the pit bulls. He was arrested, he put in jail, guns taken away, and now fighting to get his guns back and get this cleared. One person has taken up his case is Dwight Kiefert. Dwight is a Republican District 24 legislator from Valley City and joins us now to tell us a little bit about this case. Dwight, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Scott.
So just give us the overview of the situation with Nathan Preston. I mean, as we dug into this and looked at at least his recollection of the events, it seemed to me it was not something that law enforcement should have arrested him for, nor taken his guns away. Do you agree?
I agree with that. See, first of all, people want to know why I got personally involved with this, but what I want people to know is that I was elected to represent the people of District 24, and regardless who you are, if you have a problem and call me, I'm going to listen to you if there's something I can do to help. Now, in this case, when he contacted me about 10 days ago, it didn't make any sense what happened to him. And what I'm looking at is the issue that when you're under attack on your own property, do you have the right to defend yourself, your family, your property, yes or no? And in this case, it seems like no, because he's been charged with harming this animal. And the twist of it is that the people that own these two pit bulls have not been charged with anything. And there's an ordinance in Valley City that all the dogs have to be on a leash if they're off your property. So that's what's kind of bizarre about this, is that the people that caused the problem, they're not charged with anything.
Dwight, Steve Bogan here. The way I look at this, it doesn't matter if it was a pit bull or if it was somebody else attacking you. To me, there's no difference. You're defending yourself.
Right.
Is there a difference with the way the city's looking at this? Because I know the state's prosecutor, they didn't want to take this up. They're looking at this as self-defense.
Well, part of the problem might be, too, is that the fellow has filed charges against the city, too. But the fact of it is that he was on his own property. He felt threatened. Like, there was like three cases the dogs came back, and the third time they were very aggressive, and he felt threatened. Now, should he have waited till the dogs bit him or had his wife down? I mean, that's not the case. I mean, the fact of it is that you've got a right to defend yourself, and now they're not charging him with firing a firearm in the city limits. They're trying to get him for disorderly conduct. So that doesn't make any sense to me. And to top it off, I was told that the state's attorney looked at the case, said, no, we're not going to prosecute. This was clear self-defense. So the typical way that this prosecutor is not happening, so now the city is doing it themselves.
Wow. So the city's the one that's gotten involved here and arriving at a different judgment than the state's attorney. That's interesting.
That's my understanding. And, once I talked to Nathan, the first person I tried to call was the police chief and, get the load on this because that didn't sound right. But then we were in contact trying to help him find counsel. And in the meantime, I get a phone call from Nathan saying he's been arrested, he's in jail, and he's asking me to bail him out. So I just gave the kid the benefit of the doubt and thought I would, stick my neck out for him. But I never intended to, turn this into the media that it's been. They picked it up, and they were just curious why I got involved. And I just feel that things haven't been treated fairly.
And you don't know Nathan or didn't know him prior to this, I guess, right?
I never met him until he walked out of the jail, but it just didn't sound right. And like I said, I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and he's one of my constituents, so I was going to listen to him, and if I can help them out, I'll try. But I mean, it was a legitimate concern, but this just didn't add up.
So, and by the way, did the police chief ever call you back? Did you get a sense of what their side of this is, if you will?
He didn't call me back, but I visited with him briefly this morning. Nathan was in court. He pled not guilty to the charges, and so I was able to speak with him briefly, but they're kind of limited to what they can do. I mean, to me, the clear problem is we've got dog owners that are letting their dogs roam free, and they don't have a dog catcher in Valley City. They probably should. They need to have, hire one and do a roundup. I've got a daughter in town that's got a daycare. In July, she had a pit bull on her property, and then just a week ago, she had a German Shepherd on her property. And she, in fear, had to get the kids inside and for their protection and whatnot. But people in the city shouldn't have to be subject, to a pit bull, of all things, roaming the streets.
To me, it almost sounds like there's a dog problem in Valley City. Is that a prevalent problem in Valley City, a lot of dogs running loose?
Everyone that I've talked to tells me a dog story. So that tells me that there is a problem, and they should probably look at hiring, a full-time dog catcher. Because, if you take one police officer that's not trained to deal with a pit bull, you get a rope around his neck, well, then what? You got a fight on your hands. So you're probably going to need, like, two people, to take an animal like that into custody.
When I start looking at this problem, it seems like there's going to be a big expense here incurred to Nathan. I've also heard that the NRA has been contacted to try to help assist with locating an attorney. Is that true?
Yeah. We've contacted one, and the one wasn't able to take the case, but I believe he's meeting with an attorney this afternoon, and he's not, you know, financially well off. They're a new couple to the city and whatnot, but I commend the kid for calling out to elected officials for help. That's what people should do. And like I said earlier, regardless who you are, I will listen to you, and if I can help out in some way, I'll try it.
Is the confiscation of guns something that is, you know, in law enforcement's purview in this case after a disorderly conduct arrest?
Well, I'm not really, you know, versed on the laws and statutes and all that, but the whole thing just didn't seem right. When the state's attorney said no, it should have been a done deal in my eyes.
So his beef now is number one, defending himself against the disorderly conduct charge, but also trying to get the guns back, right?
Right. And then his record, too. I mean, when he contacted me, they were looking at possibly charging him with 3 felonies. And under our new laws in North Dakota, if you misuse an animal in any way, you could be charged with a felony. So part of the complaint he's being charged with is injuring this pit bull that was on his property, engaging him. And that's almost ridiculous, I think.
What are other folks saying in Valley City about this? Whose side are they on this one? I mean, where would you assess the most folks are coming down?
Well, naturally, the people I've talked to so far have had previous experience with dogs, and they're not very happy that, you know, these dogs are out there, because it shouldn't be an issue. I mean, the city's got an ordinance. You can't have your dog running free, and that's what's happening, and I'm not sure if the fines aren't heavy enough. But the problem is, we used to have a dog catcher years back that would deal with this issue, and the police department probably has enough on their hands without trying to run down dogs, so they probably really need to look at, you know, hiring somebody full-time before somebody gets hurt here.
Do you get a sense of the city side of this? Is part of the rub that he didn't call law enforcement or wait for law enforcement? Did Nathan call the cops and report this?
He called them the third time after the incident, but I believe he chased them off. He used a stick or something and was able to get them off his property, and he didn't think they were going to be coming back, but it seems like every time they came back, they were more aggressive. And the last time, I think he actually jumped up in a boat. The dogs were after him. And I don't have all the details, but it just didn't sound like a good situation.
What now? Obviously, it's in court. He's pled not guilty. But where does this go from here, Dwight?
Well, I believe he's going to end up in district court with it, with a not guilty plea. And as far as his suit against the city, I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. But that possibly aggravated things a little bit, but as far as I'm concerned here, I've never received so much attention for trying to help somebody.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I think you're asking a lot of the same questions others are, and, you know, I don't know how many people would involve themselves to the point of helping with bail, even in this situation, but obviously you're involving yourself as a legislator, and you'd probably do the same for anybody else, right?
Well, I just have a hard time telling somebody, no, I can't or won't help you when things don't seem right. And, I mean, he's not a campaign contributor. He's just a fellow who moved to town and trying to support his family. And I just hated to see him end up with a felony record for defending himself, you know, by all things, an attack of 2 pit bulls. I mean, it seemed ridiculous.
What kind of a message does that send for people that might want to move to Valley City?
Well, I just hope that they deal with the problem and probably hire a dog catcher and have a roundup here and get things under control. So,
Dwight, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Dwight Kiefert, Republican legislator from Valley City, back with your calls and a wrap-up of What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. So guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both tel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerator and ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question. Dawn, tell us, why don't farmers plow their fields black anymore?
It's called conservation tillage and is a way of farming that reduces soil loss on cropland while using less energy. Since 1982, conservation tillage has grown from 17% to 63% of crop acreage. In that same amount of time, total land use for crops actually declined by about 15%. And not to throw a bunch of statistics at you, but this is pretty impressive. By being careful stewards, farmers have decreased the amount of erosion on cropland by wind and water by 50% since 1982. We like to call farmers the first environmentalists because they love the land they farm, and it shows.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. We appreciate them very much at ndfb.org. Let's go to Jesse in Hazen, who's waiting to weigh in here at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I just caught the tail end of this deal out in Jamestown. I guess I haven't heard much about it. Apparently some dude was getting chased by a dog and shot it, and now he's in trouble.
Valley City, yes.
Valley City? Okay. I guess I happen to be in the insurance business, and there's a reason why there are no insurance companies out there, to my knowledge, that will write any homeowners policies that have specific breeds of dogs. They're aggressive, and they have a history of bites and or attacks. You may have a pit bull that's just fine and licks everybody, but as a breed in general, that's the way they are. I can't believe that there is a court system or anything out there that is going to go after somebody for protecting their own property and or family. I can guarantee you, if there's any kind of dog or animal in my yard, I've got a two-year-old daughter at home. If it's in my yard and I feel it's a threat, it's game over. So I don't quite understand what the big hubbub is all about. I guess I don't know the whole story. I guess I should look into it a little bit here, but I'm wondering.
We're on the same boat, Jesse, because we did the same thing. I mean, if you dig into it, the dogs came to the porch one time and then left after he said shoo, came back a second time, and then he thought they were gone, so he goes out to get some out of his boat. Third time, he's trapped by the dogs, originally was going to try and get his wife and her girlfriend, I guess, in the car and go into town and alert police to it ended up...
Animal traps me anywhere. There's no need to call police. It's done.
The state's attorney dropped this, and the city prosecutor is who's going after this, so I think there might be a little rub there someplace. From an insurance standpoint, Jesse, where do you stand as far as your rights as a property owner when an insurance policy is written, as far as defending your property like that? From a policy holder...
Boy, on that side, on that side of it, I don't know. I don't know where your limits would lie.
Do you wait till you're bit, or do you shoot the dog first?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know what to say there. I'm just talking on a personal standpoint. If I've got an aggressive dog in my yard and it's threatening my family, there's no question in my mind personally what I would do. I'm just saying from the company standpoint, if you own a dog of a specific breed, and there's a big list of them out there, each company's got a little bit different list, they won't even write coverage for you. So what does that tell you? That tells you that these companies know that some of these breeds have a very bad track record in history of biting people, attacking people, chasing people. So, I mean, how can you say if you've got one of these dogs and you don't have it on a leash or you don't have it in a fence and it gets out and goes after somebody and they defend themselves, you're going to try to sue them? That's just good luck.
Appreciate the call, Jesse. Thank you very much. Let's get in here quickly. Our last call of the day on What's on Your Mind. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to just bring up the DHS manager that had the website calling for a race war. You know, that's really bugging me. When I found out about that Thursday morning on the news, I called Congressman Kramer's office, and they were unaware of it. And I also called Daryl Issa's office because he's the chairman of the Government Insight Committee, and they were unaware of it. And both of their offices said they were going to look into it. But what's bugging me with it is we haven't heard a peep out of the White House or Obama about this man, and he's still employed, you know. And after all the race baiting and everything that went on with Zimmerman Martin and all that, and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, you know, to find out just, you know, a couple weeks after that we've got someone in a head management position of the most powerful law enforcement agency in the nation calling for a race war and actively promoting it on a website is ludicrous.
Matt, thanks for the phone call. We'll talk to Congressman Kevin Cramer tomorrow when we chat with him on Wednesday. A quick reminder for you, when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our state, one organization, North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agricultural practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. Didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many others are forging ahead with similar practices. Check out more at North Dakota Farm Bureau, www.ndfb.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. For Scott Hannon, I'm Steve Bach, and this has been What's on Your Mind. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for the ride, folks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.